6, 7, 16, 23, 26. No, it's not Hut Hut Hike. Those are the winning lottery numbers, and then 4 was the Powerball number. And I'm just looking at Boise State football numbers because a lot of friends of mine will try to pick numbers that mean something. So if your favorite players were Michael Young, A.J. Richardson, Tanner Bolt, Damian Wright, and Avery Williams, you could have had the 5 numbers that won the Powerball. 4, DeAndre Pierce, Brett Rippon was the Powerball number. But not a good chance for Boise State fans if they picked it based on uniform jerseys of this team.
4. That's a good one, though, for a Powerball with Brett Rippon. But, yeah, her favorite number apparently was 4. And talking about the winner, Mavis Wanziak.
Wanzik, I think.
Wanzik. Well, that's nuts that she is now, what, the single largest Powerball jackpot winner of $758.7 million. I think that's a little bit life-changing. Now, she's also from an area that you're pretty familiar with.
Chicopee, Massachusetts has been the next town over. When I lived in Massachusetts, it was East Hampton was where I lived, but it's in the area just north of Springfield. Holyoke is another town that's right in there. So she had worked, it said, at a local hospital in the area, I think, from one of the bios I had read. So,
do you know her?
I do not know her. I'm sure there are a lot of people in Massachusetts that want to know her now.
I was about to say, you sure you didn't know her? Maybe you ran it. Did you have to go to the hospital one time?
I did have to. Well, I don't know if that was her hospital. I had to go to the hospital in Holyoke, which is the next town also from Chicopee. So I don't know. Maybe one time. Who knows? What I was going to ask you, Chris, and Fish, and this is different from me. You guys are in your 20s. I'm 54. So here's the choice. You can get paid out over 29 years, $758.7 million. You could take the whole thing, or you could take a lump sum of $480 million, which after taxes would be $336 million, basically. We're rounding things off here.
Mm-hmm.
You guys go for the – I'm as somebody 54. I don't want something paid over 29 years. I want it now. I'm going to take the 50 cents on the dollar. I'm going to take the $336 million. Now, you guys have a lot more years to go. Are you guys waiting to take so much a year to get the whole thing?
I need you to explain that decision a little bit. What are you trying to do with that money right away? Like, what's the rush? What do you need it for?
I figure I'm going to be ahead of the game.
You'll
I'm going to
be alive for 10 years, right?
No, it's over 29 20, years.
Okay, 30. Even if it's not you, you got a wife.
No.
You got your family.
I want it all now.
You got a brother, right?
I want it all now.
Come on, you're selfish. You are worried, paranoid about Pertaz dying and not being able to spend every last cent.
No, I just think I'd take it because why not? You can do what you want to do with that kind of money. I'm taking 50 cents on the dollar basically now. Fish and Chris, you're gonna go for the whole thing. You're gonna go for over 29 years. So you would be how old when?
Well,
30 years
from now, so I'd be, what, 56?
56. Okay, they'd be just slightly older than me now.
Mm-hmm. And how much money am I getting a year? That seems like it's a pretty significant amount that I can make.
More than
on.
You're making now, for sure.
Exactly. I could make that one work. I feel like I'm signing a contract that Aaron Rodgers is going to sign, his next contract. In fact, it's a little bit probably bigger, a lot bigger than that. I'll be fine with the giving me a portion of it every single year. But I still would want to come to work every day and be able to talk sports with you. So my life's not changing. I want to talk sports with you and Fish every single day.
I'm taking the lump sum. I'm not waiting. Too many bag of work. Because then one day, what if 1 year I overspend? Then I got companies call. We can advance you, give you a nice little advance because we know that money's coming January 1. Now give me the full thing. I don't need, what, $349 million? That's plenty of money to get me through life.
Yeah, the only problem is, are we sure you're going to invest it wisely? I have a feeling you're the type of guy who's going to go Floyd Mayweather on me and be hanging out at the strip clubs.
Well, I mean, if I own the strip clubs, that's an investment, is it not?
Before you know it, your investments have gone awry. You've wasted it all on alcohol and whatever else is at the strip club that I probably don't want to say on the air.
Do you have a problem with strip clubs?
I mean, I'm not
going to say he didn't want me in the strip club. I was like, well, I don't think nothing wrong with going to the strip club. It ain't no sin to go to the strip club. You know, I was just being rebellious.
That Pac-Man, right?
Yeah. Pac-Man said there ain't no problem going to the strip club. I don't see a problem owning a strip club.
Yeah.
I can invite Pac-Man to the strip club.
He can make it rain. You make more money. And
until he starts
gets
firing
more
bullets in there. Then, I might be a little
See, that's what I'm saying. Your investments could go awry, and now you don't have much money coming on the back end if you have a year or two where things just don't go your way or you give away too much. You hear all the stories about people going broke because they think they got more money than they do. Keep the money coming in. I feel like I'm the smart one here, the only one.
Maybe you are. I'm doing it. If I was your age, Chris, I would do the exact same thing. I would take it for 29 years, but not now. I'm gonna take it all up front.
Did you play?
No, I wish I did, but no, I didn't.
Why didn't you?
Maybe because I didn't know that the big money was there.
Oh, come on! All
this
you had
is
to
the
do
first
turn
time
on the TV.
I've never heard of it. Like usually,
I hadn't heard of it either.
$600 million, and they say, "Oh, the lottery's $600 million." Never heard. I saw it yesterday, and I was like, "Ah, that can't be right." I'm not going to buy one. And then I was like, "Oh, I should have bought one."
I got a text from my grandpa saying that I should be playing
did
the
you play?
Powerball. But nah, I didn't go. I should have, though. I should have. I know the saying, like, the lottery is the system that, you know, keeps poor people poor by selling them false dreams and everything like that. But, I mean, nobody's too cool to be trying to win that $758.7 Powerball jackpot. Like, I should have.
The real
question
is, do you guys do the, if when you play, do? You pick your own numbers or the computer do it?
Oh, I let the computer do it just because of time. I probably, the woman did three. And the one she picked her own numbers is the one that won.
I would probably pick my own because I have to have four in it. And the thing is, the Powerball number was four, so I would have had a shot because if you know me, my favorite number is four. And that was like my first basketball number when I was playing growing up. So, yeah, four has been a special number, so I probably would have had four as my Powerball number. So don't you, like, win at least a little bit if you get the Powerball right? Like,
yeah,
maybe
I mean,
you
win
like
a little
$10?
Bit if you get, you know, a couple of the numbers right.
There were others that had all five numbers that didn't have the Powerball, and I think they either won $1 million or $2 million, which is nothing to sneeze at.
I mean, sign me up. I'll take it. How would you be different as, like, a person if you got that kind of bread? Like, I imagine you're kind of set in your ways. You're 50-plus years old. You like your job. You probably won't quit calling Boise State games no matter what.
I think I would be different in the sense that I think when I vacation, I'd be able to do it more elaborately, not have to worry about where I went, not have to worry about looking for the best fares. I think I'd be going first class. I think I'd be doing more fun things if I had that kind of cash.
The first class thing is nice. I'd probably get a really nice watch. Like, again, I'm still going, you know, I'm on the grind of trying to, you know, I like hosting a show, love doing play-by-play, and just because you suddenly got a lot of money doesn't mean that somebody's more likely to hire you to do play-by-play at a higher level or anything like that. So, like, I'm going to be still on the grind and everything. But, yeah, I would make sure I would like a really nice watch to put on my left wrist. Fish, what about you?
Oh, I mean, I'm splurging on all sorts of Madden games. Yeah, I'm going all in on all these video games. I mean, I got a bunch of money now, right? Maybe it'll be a better player if I have all the unlockables, right? Isn't that how it works?
Sure.
So we'll talk about lottery in the sports world. Chris, you claim that Tampa Bay is going to get to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
What would you get for that on the NFC side? Did you know? Have you looked?
I haven't even looked at the odds. Fish can find it for me. It's not great. They're probably, you know, maybe even the lowest
1?
Odds in that division. I don't think it'd be as high as even 12-1 to get to the Super Bowl.
What about winning the Super Bowl? You're going to be willing to go? You weren't willing to go that far.
Nah, because the Patriots are still in the NFL, and the Patriots are by far the best team. But yeah, I think Tampa, it would be my lottery ticket, if you will, of what is a lottery ticket? It is a small risk because, you know, a lottery ticket, what, costs like $3? Like something like that? It's not much. Mm-hmm. So it's a small risk, unlikely to pan out. Because, you know, the odds of
right,
the lottery.
I don't think we're advocating going and buying $3,000 worth of lottery tickets.
Yeah.
$10 here and there.
Exactly. But with a big potential reward if it ever were to work out. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things in sports that fit that description of small risk, unlikely to pan out, but a big reward if it does. And the first thing that came to mind is being a Cubs fan. Because it's very unlikely to work out. Does that say you're probably not going to win the championship if you're a Cubs fan?
But I also think for a Cubs fan, if it was somebody that jumped on the bandwagon in the last couple of years,
not any right.
You could see the Cubs had a chance and they were a good team. Mm-hmm. We're talking about somebody that's been a Cubs fan forever. I was in Massachusetts the year the Red Sox first won, and you saw people there in that state. I mean, that was like winning the lottery for those folks.
Yeah, so I do think, like, being a Cubs fan fits that description. In college sports, isn't adding a walk-on to the team kind of like a lottery ticket? Mm-hmm. And very unlikely that the walk-on guys will end up being bona fide starters and NFL players and representing the program from years on out. But then you, every once in a while, have a Matt Paradis who comes around, right? Walk-on type and goes on to be a starting all-conference offensive lineman, then goes on to the NFL and wins a Super Bowl and keeps representing the program well. So, like, isn't that a college sports version of a lottery ticket?
And I don't understand why more coaches don't work hard with walk-ons. Boise State has done a fantastic job. I worked with a coach one time whose philosophy on walk-ons was he hoped they didn't make the team because he thought it would make his recruiting look bad if they were good.
Really? Why? Because somehow it's a reflection on
him,
he got the opportunity.
That he's not picking the right talent for scholarships.
That is silly.
Yeah.
That is one of the most absurd things I've ever heard.
We thought the same thing.
You should want as many talented players as possible. It's letting your ego, your hubris get in the way of potentially having great players. You don't want your walk-offs to look good because it makes my scouting look bad? Nah, man. Is that a successful coach?
Sort of, but not really.
Good. I don't need to put him on blast, but I just don't think that attitude is a very good attitude to have. Is betting $10 on Conor McGregor a lottery ticket?
What was the odds to begin in the thing? It was pretty high, right?
When it started, it was 1,600 to 1. So if you put
$10 I'd say that's a lottery ticket. But for $10, he hits one punch. And boxing is the sport that I'd put $10 on Conor McGregor to win. I don't care about $10. But if you tell me I can win $1,600 if he wins the match, count me in.
Unfortunately, I don't think you can get that odds anymore.
But the first day it was announced is when you needed to be ready to go on that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Chris, your Super Bowl odds would be 25-1 for a Bucks Patriots Super Bowl.
25-1,
and you have to get both teams in.
Yeah, they don't offer odds on a single team making it. They offer odds on a matchup, so you could go 25-1 on the matchup being Tampa Bay New England.
I think you have to have both teams right. That's not worth it.
Well, the Patriots are a layup.
The Patriots are helping you out there.
Yeah, they're a layup. So the Bucks is where you really make your money on it. That's a lottery ticket worth playing. Again, small risk, put $10 on it, and the reward ain't what $758.7 million like Mavis over here. But hey, it's not bad. Now we're in fantasy football draft season, right? Everybody's got their fantasy draft, a lot of them this weekend and third week of the preseason starting tonight. So you got to start paying attention. This is when the starters play. I think the biggest lottery ticket is Jimmy Garoppolo. That's the lottery ticket, because you look at the Patriots, right? You got Brandon Cooks on one side. They got Gronk in the middle. They got like Julian Edelman over here. They got this wealth of running backs along with it. They have so many offensive weapons, and that's why we think they're a Super Bowl threat. Well, Jimmy Garoppolo, unlikely to play, low risk if you can take him at the end of the draft. But if Tom Brady were to get hurt, all of a sudden Jimmy Garoppolo gets in the lineup. Is he not one of the best football or one of the best quarterbacks in fantasy football? I would think so.
At that point.
Yeah. So
certainly better than half the league.
Right. And for what you can get there, like even my philosophy in sports is this too. I would much rather go with upside versus safety. I would much rather take the risk in sports, because in sports you win big with greatness. So whatever chance you have of getting a great player, whether the risk or whether the percent chance is 2% versus zero, give me the 2% chance of the guy becoming a great player. Because in pro sports, at least, pro sports, they reward losing with drafts. Even if it doesn't work out, that means you'll have a high draft pick, which means you'll have a better chance at getting one of those bona fide
players. But you're going to go for all potential.
I'm a potential guy. Yeah. You win with greatness. You win Super Bowls with Alex Smith. No.
No, but you better have enough guys that you can plug in there and can play. You got to have a lot of your blockers and tacklers and people like that.
The Chiefs got that. The Chiefs got a lot of solid players. They a team full of solid, really good. Didn't they lead the league in Pro Bowlers last year? Yeah, a lot of really good players. They don't got a lot of great players, though. And in sports, you win big with greatness.